Welcome to Day of Destiny with Dr. Michelle Correll, author, prophetic teacher, and pastor of Breath of the Spirit Prophetic Word Center. Dr. Correll can be seen weekly, nationwide, and around the world on her weekly telecasts that air on God TV, Impact, and Word Network. Now, let's join Dr. Correll by experiencing Day of Destiny, designed with your highest destiny in mind. Now, here is Dr. Correll.
And we're going to focus for a few moments on Psalm 89. We're going to look at verses 20 through 22. Today, I want to speak to you for a few moments about the anointing. If somebody were to ask us at Breath of the Spirit, what is the core of this ministry all about? It's been the same way for all the years. We've never changed. The focus of this ministry, well, we have goals, as you know. We have mission statement. We have our number one desire, of course, is souls around the world. This is why in just a few weeks we're going to Africa. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be not only just having our medical clinics that we're going to be having there, but our pastors' conferences. And two conferences we're so excited about. We will tell you later on the progress of it. Last night we were speaking to our staff in Africa, and oh, they're working so hard. It's so wonderful to see such unity, love, and expectancy for the revival that's coming to Kenya. And I pray that every one of you would have an opportunity on one of the missions to come with us so that you can see the word of God in action. And we'll put you to work, believe me. Apostle Thaddeus doesn't know what he has. Well, he does, because he's been many times on the missions. But he hasn't been with us to Africa yet. He's been with us to Egypt many times and many other places. But he has not yet been to our pastor's conference in Africa. He is going to be very busy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we praise the Lord. It's just exciting. It's so exciting. So tonight I want you to open to Psalm 89. Psalm 89 verse 20 says, I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him. How many of you want that anointing on your life? Now watch the empowering effects of the anointing. This is what happens when the anointing comes on a life. The Bible says in verse 21, with whom my hand shall be established and my arms shall also strengthen him. Watch verse 22. The enemy will not exact upon him. When you are under the anointing, this word exact means rob. The enemy cannot siphon. He cannot rob you. He cannot exact from you. Have you, you know what it means to exact? It means to little by little take away. When you are under the anointing and the anointing is in your life, the enemy cannot. Doesn't say we're going to prevent him. No, it says he cannot. He cannot. He cannot exact upon you. He cannot take anything from you. He can't take your prayer life when you're under the anointing. He cannot take your fire for God. Yes. That's Amen. What we need, isn't it?
Amen. Preach.
We know the anointing begins to lift off of our lives when the zeal begins to lift. When we no longer have that fire to serve God that we've always had. How many of you want that fire to stay in your life and keep serving God and do whatever he asks us to do? Okay, the enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness to afflict him. Watch this. I will beat down his foes before his face. This is what the anointing does in our lives. Go with me to 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 21. The anointing is a shield. How many people here need protection? If you need protection over your life, would you raise your hand? Do you need your family protected? Do you need your children protected? Hallelujah. Do you need your vision protected? Do you need your dream protected? Do you need your business protected? Hallelujah. You need your whole family to be divinely protected. That's why we need to stay under the anointing. We said during the time of the pandemic, we weren't going to let anybody scatter. We said, no way, Jose. From the very beginning of the pandemic, beloved saints, I want you to know the Holy Spirit, from the very beginning, we already knew. Part of this big, huge plot to make Christians so sick was not only to make us sick. It was to keep us away from the house of God. That was a plot from the pit of hell so people would become accustomed to not serving God anymore. And we said this constantly through the pandemic. If you stay connected, hallelujah, you stay protected. Hallelujah. Say it with me. If I stay connected, I stay protected. If I stay connected to the anointing, if I stay connected to the presence of God, are you with me, saints? Do you understand what the Holy Spirit is saying? Watch how the anointing is a shield. The Bible says, ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty is cast vilely away. The shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. Do you see what David is saying here in this lamentation over Saul's death? He's saying the shield of the mighty is cast vilely away. The shield of Saul, as though he were not anointed with oil. Why? Because the oil brings a shield. You and I will have a shield over our lives. Look at Isaiah 21, verse 5. The Bible says, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. Hallelujah. How many need that shield? Praise the Lord. Arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. I want you to know one of the most powerful prophetic principles of the anointing. First of all, go with me to Exodus chapter 30, and we're going to look at verses 23 through 25. I'm going to speak to you for a moment about five principal properties of the anointing. Say it with me. Five principal properties of the anointing. When the anointing comes on you, there are prophetic properties. Say it with me. Prophetic properties. Princely properties. Priestly properties. Power properties. And preservation properties. Five properties. Say it with me. Five properties of power in the anointing. That means the anointing will preserve you, preservation properties. The anointing will bring you into sacrificial service, priestly properties. Yeah. The anointing will make you prophetic. You will hear God's voice, prophetic properties. The anointing will give you power to walk with the Lord and give you power to resist sin, give you power to stand. Power properties, hallelujah. And princely properties. Princely properties are power, is power to overcome the wicked one. How many of you want those princely properties of the anointing to overcome the wicked one? Five powers. Say it with me. Five properties of power in the anointing. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God the praise and give God the glory. Looking at Exodus chapter 30, beloved saints, verse 23. Take unto you principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, 250 shekels. And of sweet cinnamon, 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary. Now, What is going on here? What does that have to do with us in 2024? First of all, in biblical times, these spices such as myrrh, sweet calamus, sweet cinnamon, and cassia, only kings possessed them, or rich merchants. They had the monetary equivalent of silver and gold. Amen. Wow. Amen. And the anointing was to be made, notice verse 25, you will make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary, and it shall be unto you a Shemen HaKadosh, a holy anointing oil. Do you see that?
Yes.
So why the ingredients? To make it smell good? No, no way. Why the ingredients? First of all, the monetary equivalence of silver and gold means there is a price that we must pay if we want the anointing. Not a price with going up and buying it, a price with our life.
Yes.
A price to say yes to the Lord.
Yes.
A price that says, Lord Jesus, I'm willing to pay any price that your power is in my life, that your power is with my children, that your power is with me. Are you hearing this, saints? If you are, say amen. The willingness to pay the price for the anointing. And so we see these five power properties. Say it with me. Properties of power. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Tell your neighbor, say, the anointing will give me the power to go forward for Jesus. You will receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Judea, Jerusalem, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Say this with me. I receive dunamis.
I receive dunamis
properties in the anointing.
Dunamis properties in the anointing.
You see, let me give you a little example of that. When Jesus was walking with Jairus to go, Jairus sparked a miracle. Jairus was walking in the supernatural. Do you know what Jairus did? He went to Jesus and he said, Master, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. And he said, come, lay your hands on her, and she shall be healed.
Amen, amen.
He didn't say, I pray she'll be healed. He said, she shall be healed. Are you hearing me?
Amen, amen.
Jairus had a declaration of faith when he went to Jesus. He already knew Jesus was going
Hallelujah.
To do it.
Yes.
He didn't doubt. Jesus was in a hurry. Oh, with Jairus, they were walking so quickly, and multitudes were thronging Jesus. Of course, we'd be thronging him. We throng him all the time. He's still being thronged. Everyone loves him and wants to reach out to him. The multitudes were thronging him, and a woman with an issue of blood 12 years said within herself, if I could touch the hem of his garment. Now watch. Not I pray I will be healed. I shall be healed. Say with me, I shall be healed. And the Bible says she came from behind. Jesus didn't even see her. She was behind Jesus. And she touched his garment. And the Bible says, and immediately Jesus knew in himself. Going to Mark chapter 5, verse 30. That's what I'm quoting right here. Mark chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus knew in himself Hallelujah. That virtue had gone out of him. Power came out of him. Power came out of him when just a woman touched his hem of his garment. And he said, "Who touched my clothes?" These are the power properties of the anointing. Set with me, power properties of the anointing. Preservation properties of the anointing. Say it. That means you will be preserved. That means the Holy Spirit will keep you. That means no matter what you're going through, you're going to make it. These are the preservation properties of the anointing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God.
Okay, let me just give you one more example of this. Back it up with scripture. Genesis 37, verse 25. Joseph has been kidnapped. He's going down to Egypt to become a slave. But guess what? He's not going down alone. Say, whenever I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't walk alone. Come on, whenever I'm going through trials, I don't walk alone. Whenever I'm being tested, I'm not alone. Somebody ought to say, "I'm not alone. He's with me. He's with me." And the Bible says, watch this. And behold, second line, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery, balm, and myrrh. Going down to Egypt, and they sold Joseph. They put him in the caravan, and they brought him down to Egypt. Now, you say, what does that have to do with the anointing? Didn't we just read, take spices? Didn't we just read, myrrh, take 500 shekels of myrrh? Did we read that or not?
Yes.
Balm is like oil. Hallelujah. Bearing spicery, balm, and myrrh. The Bible is telling us that the caravan that carried Joseph to Egypt had within it ingredients of the anointing as a prophetic illustration that when you are going to places you're not sure about, when you're going through trials and tribulation, the anointing goes with you. Those are the preservation properties of the anointing. That means you will be preserved. That means when you go down to that place, you will not be destroyed. Say, "I'm going to be preserved, and I'm coming out of this." Come on, I'm coming out of this. Say this with me. I'm coming back with a comeback. The preservation properties of the anointing. Say this with me. If God caused Joseph to be unrecognized by his own brothers, touch your neighbor and say, "Child, when I come out of this, you're not gonna know me." Come on, you're not gonna know me. Somebody ought to praise God. You're not gonna know me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because there will be such a change. Because you've been preserved in the fire. You see, you serve the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were put into the fiery furnace, but guess what? The preserving properties of the anointing sustained them. Just like those preserving properties of the anointing sustained Joseph. Priestly properties. That means we have the ability to sacrifice. Sacrifice our lives. Sacrifice ourselves unto the will of God. And princely properties. The properties to overcome. In closing tonight, because I want to minister to you. In closing tonight, I want to tell you, Esther 5, go with me. Esther 5. This is a year of divine favor, saints. Because you know why? Because you're giving your whole self to God. And whenever we give our whole selves to God and we walk in love, we walk in favor. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want to walk in love and I'm going to walk in favor. Don't mess up your miracle by your temper. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't mess up your miracle by your temper. Don't mess up your miracle by things that come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Guard your tongue. I said, guard your tongue. That's what David said. David said, I will put a watch before my mouth when the wicked is before me. Guard your tongue. Oh, my goodness. Like a dumb man, he said, I open not my mouth. So we have to be careful because words can cause strife, and strife will destroy an anointing. It'll destroy a destiny. So, beloved saints, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We want to walk like Jesus. Notice Esther chapter 5, verse 1. And the Bible says, and it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on royal apparel. I want you to know what that actually says in the Hebrew. It doesn't say Esther put on royal apparel. It says Esther put on royalty. How can you put on royalty? Say this with me. When you're putting on the anointing, you're putting on royalty. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Psalm 45. Therefore, God, thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Bible says she put on her royal apparel. She put on royalty. I want you to see how that works. You must understand Esther was not chosen just by her beauty. We know she was beautiful, but that's not why she was chosen. She was chosen for many other reasons. But look at Esther 2. Verse 12, she was immersed in the anointing before she came before the king. Say this with me. This year, I want to be immersed in the anointing to find favor with the King of Kings. Come on, I want to be immersed in the anointing. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise God. Watch this. When every maid's turn was come to go to the king after she had been 12 months according to the manner of women. Watch this. So were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with what? Come on, say it again. Watch it. Say it together. 1, 2, 3, go. 6 months what?
Oil and myrrh.
6 months with oil of myrrh. And 6 months with what? Okay, actually, that's a wrong translation in Hebrew. It says besamin, which is spices. 6 months of sweet spices. Turn to your neighbor and say, where have we heard these words before? Didn't you just read that in Exodus chapter 30 about the anointing oil? Esther was immersed in the anointing before she went before the king. God wants to immerse you before you step out in his divine design of destiny with the anointing. Somebody ought to praise God right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today on Day of Destiny. We invite you to our website at mydayofdestiny.com, where you can easily access other podcasts and obtain your copy of Dr. Corral's latest book, Secrets of the Anointing. Also, we want to take this moment to invite you to engage in extending your hand of kindness by planting your seed or offering for multitudes that include orphans, providing water wells, providing medical supplies, clinics, feeding programs, and many other services to the suffering church and through efforts of evangelism worldwide. Just go to our website and click the donate button or text to give. Text HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D to 7797. That's HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D to 7797. You are also invited to visit Dr. Michelle Corral Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to having you encounter the anointing with us on our next Day of Destiny podcast.